Masechet Avodah Zarah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalid. We mentioned the pasuk in the last Mishnah. V'lo yidbak b'yadecha me'umam minaherem. No part of the prohibited property, talking about Avodah Zarah, could cling to you, which tells us there's a prohibition to benefit from an idol. The Mishnah continues with a discussion between Rabban Gamliel and somebody named Periklos ben Pelosphos, who was some sort of philosopher, some sort of thinker, who was inquiring about the Torah. So he had a question to Rabban Gamliel. Mishnah says, Sha'al Periklos ben Pelosphos et Rabban Gamliel be'ako. This man, Periklos ben Pelosphos, asked Rabban Gamliel in the town of Akko, Shehaya rohetz b'mirhatz shel aprotidi, while Rabban Gamliel was bathing in the bathhouse of an Avodah Zarah named Aprotiti, which was for some sort of star, the planet of Venus, possibly. Amar lo, katuv betoratchem, v'lo yidbak b'yadecha me'umam minaherem. So this man told Rabban Gamliel, says in the Torah, that you're not allowed to have any benefit from an item of Avodah Zarah. So if so, why are you bathing in the bathhouse of Aphrodite, which is an Avodah Zarah? Amar lo, Rabban Gamliel answered him, En meshivin b'mirhatz. I'm not allowed to answer you words of Torah in the bathhouse. The bathhouse is a place of disgust. It's a place where people are undressed. So I'm not allowed to even talk holy matters in the bathhouse. Rabban Gamliel, I think, is hinting to the mundane nature of the bathhouse. Of course, it's not a holy place. Of course, it's not a place of godliness. So therefore, he's going to allude to what he's going to answer him afterwards. So he waited until he left the bathhouse. Ukeshiatza amar lo, ani lot bati bigvula, hi bati bigvuli. Said Rabban Gamliel, firstly, I didn't enter the domain of this Avodah Zarah. The Avodah Zarah entered my area. The bathhouse was public. It was for everybody to use. And afterward, they put an idol here, and that idol doesn't have the ability to rob the public of its right to use the bathhouse. You can't bring an idol in and then destroy my ability to use the bathhouse. Number two, En omrin na'ase mirhatz le'aprotidi noi, ela omrin na'ase aprotidi noi la'mirhatz, says Rabban Gamliel. Nobody says the bathhouse is going to beautify the Avodah Zarah, because a bathhouse is not something of beautification. Rather, what do people say? We have this bathhouse. Let the Avodah Zarah statue beautify the bathhouse itself. So the idol is secondary to the bathhouse, not the other way around. So therefore, you're allowed to use the bathhouse. It's just the idol bringing noi to the bathhouse. But the bathhouse itself is not a place of Avodah Zarah. That's the second answer. Number three, davar aher im notnin lecha mamon habeh. Says Rabban Gamliel, even if you were given a ton of money, would you ever walk in front of your idol while you were naked, or while you were Baal Keri after you emitted semen, or if you were urinating in front of it? You would never do that. You would never treat your Avodah Zarah so disrespectful. And here, this statue is standing right in front of the pipe that's taking all of the waste to the street. It's taking it all out. It's in the bathroom, and everyone's urinating right in front of it. Says Rabban Gamliel, where the Torah tells us that we're not allowed to have any benefit from idols, it's talking about idols that are treated like Elohim, that are treated like gods. Those that are treated respectfully are asur to have benefit from. But those idols that are not treated as a god, but are disrespected in a very severe way by being put in a bathroom, those are permitted to benefit from because they're not considered to be an idol. This theme we will develop more in the next perek, of how an idol loses its status of holiness and how it's not treated as an Avodah Zarah anymore.